You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, this is Darren, the producer of the show, and we're so glad you joined us today. We have a snack-sized episode from Roland, and as you've come to expect, he's bringing high value today if you're trying to scale your business. This will not only strengthen your top line, but it will also do the right thing by your customers who are looking to spend in the most worthy places right now. So thanks for listening, and please do hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, and visit us at businesslunchpodcast.com. All right, here's Roland.
So the brand is the promise. The brand is the promise, and the customer experience is the delivery of the promise through the product or service that you are providing. So customer experience, it is of ever increasing importance as products become more the same. I can tell you in all of the exits that we did recently, the customer experience entered into the desire of the buyers to buy these companies quite a bit. And as a matter of fact, in a recent study, I think it was Forrester, that said that customer experience will be more important to the consumer than either product or price. More important than product or price. And if you think about that, it's true. If you have multiple products to choose from, you might not choose the best product if the customer experience is poor or if it's significantly better with another product. For example, Macintosh is years behind PC, but the customer experience of buying a Macintosh is significantly better than the experience, I think, of buying a PC and the experience of using it. It's a different kind. It has a customer experience. PC really doesn't. They really don't actually have a customer experience, but Apple does. And that makes a huge difference. And in price, too, if you look at what people are willing to pay for Apple products versus what they're willing to pay for PC products, Apple's the shining example, I think, of the delivery of the brand promise. So it's something that you should be focused on because it will allow you to command premium prices for your products and it will allow you to win the customer over others. And there was a Temkin study that said that companies investing in customer experience can expect a 1.7 to 2 times increase just in revenue over 36 months. So to get a 2x on your revenue without doing anything except making the experience better, that's pretty significant. But it goes farther than that. 86% of buyers are willing to pay 13 to 18% more for a great customer experience. Design a great customer experience and boost your prices by 20%. That's pretty instant return on your investment. Companies with strong CX strategies retain. So if you build, as I'm going to advocate that you do strongly, a subscription-based business, if you don't already have one, or if you do have one, to 3x your retention, that's huge. It's the difference between a range of multiples being the low and the high when you're selling a subscription-based company. 67% of customer churn is due to bad customer experience. And this is amazing to me. 1 in 3 will leave a brand they love after just one bad customer experience. One bad experience, that's all you get. And 2/3 of your customers are willing to bail. And then last but not least, 56% of customer complaints come from poor follow-up, bad customer experience. No matter how hard you try, you will not always deliver a perfect customer experience because stuff happens, right? I guarantee you, think about every product that you've known that's been around and category of product that you know that's been around for 10 years if you're younger or 20 or 30 years if you're older. It's always getting better. Because somebody innovates and then everybody copies. And that's the new standard. Then somebody innovates, everybody copies, that's the new standard. So you need to be thinking about how to be the leader who is innovating that others are going to copy. And when you do, your customer experience is better and you win.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.